If I would have been thinking, I would have played the live version from that Who by Number CD. That was the Who from their 1976-ish album, 75, 76. Keith Moon's Last Stand. He did a good job on that one. And they toured it around for a couple years and had some real high points. And one of the high points of the show was Entwistle's big feature at the end of that song. And you can hear him on that mix. He's thundering white. And I didn't realize it, but all these later Who albums have been remixed. I haven't compared it to the original, but it sounded pretty good. And they're great live. I saw them four times in 76, twice at Winterland, which was a makeup gig, because Keith Moon passed out the previous tour a couple of years before. So they put the only small gigs of the tour, two nights at Winterland, which was fantastic. Then two, at the end of the year, they played two stadium shows, which were fantastic as well. And the second one, they actually did an encore, the only encore of the tour. So, lucky me. What else in there? Some other fun music. Eurythmics from their debut album here, Belinda. Tom Petty doing Straight Into Darkness. Dwight Twilley, a great favorite. And the day I moved here, Dwight Twilley played in town. Played with the Jefferson Starship here at the Field House, and then came up to the Molly Brown and politely asked John Coulter Band if they could sit in and do a few songs, and totally destroyed the place by playing fantastic. Lucky thing. Nice guy too, Dwight Twilley. He seemed like a really great guy. Hit 4 o'clock and change. That's good enough. Close enough for rock and roll. I need to stop here and tell you KJLT is supported by the Attic in Livingston, live concert venue with in-house sound and full bar, also available for weddings, celebrations, and more. Information, event schedule online at theatticmontana.com, located 11110 North Main in downtown Livingston. Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh coffee, retail beans, and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And JTech Communications, a local website development and digital marketing firm, helping clients improve their bottom line with custom software and web design, online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And, Hope the stream is working today. It fritzed out for a few minutes yesterday, yeah, but they've restored it. So we'll just press on. Confident that you're able to listen near and far. And did I get something ready? Let me check. Nope, I did not. I was supposed to. CD players right under my nose, but not enough of them. Oh no, I did something really horrible. I've just stuck my CD between two CD players, so I'm going to pivot here and see if I can pull that out. I'm clever, so hold on and enjoy.
She was the daughter of a wealthy Florentine hogan. Freedom and weep was a Rochester boss Logan. She was a debutante, Daisy with a color note.
If I hadn't sold out, if I hadn't sold, if I hadn't sold out, sold out, if I hadn't sold out to the molecular biology program at Stanford.
So you can make Peking duck and clone DNA.
The duck's harder.
I can talk about food all night long.
Yeah? Well, I can talk about it forever.
That's a basic change in agriculture. That's the end of the sovereignty for farmers all over the world. And farmers are waking up to that fact and beginning to reject these genetically engineered seeds. would ensure that the new seeds are dead on arrival and don't germinate. You can't have it both ways. If you want to feed the world, you don't turn off the genetic switch on the seeds so farmers are not able to reuse those seeds. I think the Terminator is shameful, it's evil, and it's unconscionable, and I'm absolutely assured the world community is going to reject it. Sophisticated, sustainable, organic-based approach to agricultural production. I think that's what the world community is looking for in their in the next generation of agricultural crops.
General Rifkin, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Okay, I recovered. I did the radio equivalent of locking your keys in the car, and I solved the problem. Not a coat hanger, no. But I found the appropriate tool and recovered the key. All's okay. I was able to pivot there, and that didn't go so bad. Finished up with Sam Pebbles. One of my all-time favorite records, Eastern Terrace, here, Charmed. And we start off with Frank Zappa from One Size Fits All, Florentine Pogian. And now I will take a break, take a deep breath, and return with what I intended to play.
In memory of the late, great Peter Bogdanovich, the Bozeman Film Society presents a special virtual screening of The Last Picture Show, Thursday, January 27th. Released in 1971, The Last Picture Show was hailed as the most important work by a young American director since Citizen Kane, starring Jeff Bridges and Sybil Shepherd. Tickets are available at bozemanfilmsociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep him flickering.
Yes, and this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten partly by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com, and Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room is open day 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. Okay. I got in the mail yesterday. I got a couple of things in the mail this week, new releases. I got one from a friend of mine, Simon Whaley, in England. The band's called Slithy Tove. And I know Simon because he played drums in a band called Green Ray that I worked with his brother, the late Ken Whaley, and the late Richard Treese. And this is his other band. They've finally done an album, I guess, after years of threatening. The album's called Big Top. The band's called Slithy Tove, and it's really interesting. I quite like it. I just had a chance to listen to it this morning. Simon gave me a hint of what to play, and I took a suggestion, and this is it. This is Slithy Tove. The song is called Road.
visit you like a flower. I give you all my inspiration. Watch you grow hour by hour. Waiting for that celebration. Sometimes I expect to see something happen, but you just lay there sleeping. Waking up when you were fighting. Why are we waiting for passion day? Why are we waiting for passion day? You say you don't know what love is. Have no meaning. Why are we waiting for passion day? Why are we waiting for passion day? Spend our time conversation.
Okay, I got back to where I wanted to be. I finished up with Tom Verlaine from his Flashlight album, you heard Town Called Walker. Before that, Richard Booth from his album Passion Day, you heard the title track, recorded right here in Bozeman. He came all the way over from London. And also from London, or thereabouts, Slightly Tove, brand new from their album Big Top, you heard Road. And got back on track. I can't even describe what I did 20 minutes ago. You have to use your imagination. Anyway, the show will go on. You have to do that. There must be something important I need to tell you. Told you that one. That one. Oh, this one sounds good.
A new feature-length documentary, Mavericks, will premiere on Montana PBS, 6 p.m. Sunday, January 30th. Mavericks follows the careers of several Montana free skiers, including their successes and struggles. A free screening takes place at the Emerson Center in Bozeman on January 26th at 7 p.m. There's more information online at montanapbs.org.
Okay, ski movies, how appropriate. It's winter, and a new one, too. I'll check that out, see what they have to say. Right now, I'm going to play this. A record I've never played on my show, though I've owned it since it came out. But thanks to my pal, Owen Merrick, he was discussing this record, and I thought, my goodness gracious, that's in the collection. This is Deaf School.
Taxi, won't you take me?
Crazy to let her go like that, and we were having such a good time.
Nights like these, crazy people, two lonely hearts, meet at midnight to caper to, be forgotten all by tomorrow.
Slow down, driver, it doesn't matter anyhow.
Driving through the empty streets, counting on a chance to meet Ray.
I guess I'll just keep on driving.
Tomorrow's just another day. I hear them say it gets better every day. desk, then stretched her hand. She cracked her spine, and so we sent. While Tooth and Red and Beckett and Blue into the confession flew. And in their box unlocked their dreams, while lovers. Turned on a wheel through squandered ambitions while marking time. Taught lessons to all adjacent to crime. From a day's report in the Scotland Yard blotting. Who got who and who got what? But none of that mattered, not one shot.
Great music from that mob. Starting off with Death School, Clive Langer from Death School from his album Splash. Madness themselves, Tomorrow's Just Another Day. Squeeze from Sweets from a Stranger. Finish up with Elvis Costello from his brand new album called The Boy Named If. You heard Penelope Halfpenny. And that sounds really good. I got to get that. I've heard good things. I'm going to take a quick break here because I skipped over the program underwriters. Last hour, so I need to tell you the Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Boatswain's Canary District with indoor seating and the newly refurbished outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. And Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Boatswain's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tape, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook. Still located 29 West Main in Boatswain. Yes. Okay. I'm safe now. And I got just enough to play these last two records. And we'll flip over the hour card in a minute.
I gather round all you Jimmies and I'll tell you why. I'd rather be a hoedad than a surfer guy. My sleek Eldorado makes a woody hard to see. Without a board and back, there's room for extra company.
I'm just a happy old daddy with a ragtop caddy, and I haven't got a care in the world. I like to sleep in the sun till the day is done. Then I check out all the parties for a hoedad girl.
I get my kicks on the turf. You can have that solid surf. Hanging ten doesn't look like fun to me. I don't care for the parks, and I'm not too fond of sharks, so the swinging sandy beach is where I'll be. While the surfers try to drown, I get my sleeping slowly brown, so I've got extra evening time to play.
When the surface day is done, that's when mine has just begun. And I'll make the scene until the break of day.
I'm just a happy hole daddy with a rag top daddy.
And they always get shut down.
Some surf music for you, all sort of surf music. And hey, enthusiastic listeners from Big Sky call up. And thank you for playing The Happy Hodad by The Vets. Album called Rev Up. I picked that up recently. I think a Cactus. And some of my collector friends totally lit up and said, yeah, that's a good one, Ron. And I just bought it because, I don't know, it looked interesting. And one of those things I'd regret if I pass, and I'm glad I got it. It's some great stuff. All session guides and stuff.